We are a company
called RT Technologies,
real-time simulation of engineering systems. What we're going to talk about today is introducing our electric drive simulator. Very excited about this. Just to give you, just to set the scene, because I know that many of you will be from technical publications. I just want to tell you a little bit about what's driving the use of simulation. Basically, there's a growing trend towards using simulation for virtual prototyping, mainly because it accelerates the development process, optimizes the design for building the prototype, and ultimately reduces design and design time and costs, basically get it to market quickly. For vehicular design, this is particularly interesting because there's proliferation of electromechanical systems and their controllers going into the cars. And if you imagine, say, 15 years ago, there's perhaps one electronic controller in the car, and that'll be the engine management system. Now you can have 5, 10, 15. It's going to be a lot more, especially when we start getting into electrical vehicles, where we have highly complex electromechanical systems, numerous controllers, and they all have to interact with each other in some way. So before you can start building a prototype, you have to be able to simulate these things in a real-time, high-fidelity system. Give you some typical examples of how this is being used for electrical systems. It's used for fully digital real-time simulation, that's the controller, and what we call the plant, which is the system that is being controlled. We'll go to the next slide. Here we're showing that you can use it for developing the controller. So you build a controller and you actually hook it up to a real piece of equipment, in this case a motor or a traction drive. Alternatively, you can do a model of the drive and the traction system, and then connect it with the real controller to that system. So this gives engineers a series of tools that they can use to test and develop their controllers without building the real physical system. The challenges facing people, basically very highly complex models. Switch timing is critical to model accuracy, and what I mean by that is that with a model, I'll come on to that because I've got another slide to talk about that. For complexity, we have the ability to distribute the model over several processes, and we have high-speed communications going on between those processes. And then we have a means by which you can connect up to the real world through I/O interfaces. Go to the next slide. Okay, this is the most technical slide in the presentation. One of the main things that we have to deal with is that the simulation, real-time simulation, requires fixed time steps. So everything has to update at a very, very precise fixed step. However, when we're dealing with electrical drives, you have to switch between those time steps. And if you only update the model at a fixed step, then you're going to start getting serious errors in the simulation. And this error we call, it's called jitter. And this is the error between when we want to have something happen and when it actually does happen in the simulator. And it's a bad thing. We'll see some examples of that in a moment. So essentially what we're doing is providing some software and FPGA-based technologies which will eliminate the jitter in the model. So just give you a very quick introduction to the simulator itself. It provides a platform for high-fidelity simulation of power electronic converters and drives. It provides a platform for hardware-in-the-loop testing of electrical drive and their controllers. We can now achieve a sampling time of down to 10 microseconds, which basically gives you a bandwidth of around about 10 kilohertz. And using FPGA I/O, we can actually get down to a 10 nanosecond firing pulse resolution. And ultimately what this gives us in terms of a combination of software and hardware, it gives us the ability to get a simulation accuracy of better than 1 microsecond. So we're engineers, we're not given to hyperbole, but we're pretty proud of what we've been able to achieve here. And this really is a first. This is the first time with a PC-based technology that you can provide the power for simulation of electrical drives. And this has not been developed in isolation within our labs. It's actually been we've been working with engineers in GE and Toyota, Mitsubishi, to actually use this technology in anger and validate it. And ultimately allows the integration of power electronic subsystems into the whole vehicle model. So it's not just, we're not just talking about the electrical drives here for simulating, but the entire vehicle can be brought together. And so you can build an engineering model of the entire vehicle in simulation using our technology. Okay, what I want to do is pass you over to Jean Bellinger, our president, who's going to give you a very quick demonstration of how this technology works.
This system here is running at 25 microseconds and is simulating the circuit that you see there on the top left corner, which is very similar to the Toyota hybrid vehicle system. So the idea is that this system is sitting there in real time, like the real system. Okay? And we can display the current voltage waveform on the host station. The idea is that now you can connect to this control, to this simulator, the controller under development and verify if your controller is working well. Then after some time, when you're happy with this, with the performance of your controller, then you take this controller and you put that in the car itself. And in some cases, you can even take this computer inside the car and make road tests. So that's the general process that has been used for normal car design since the last 10 years with a normal vehicle. But now we have succeeded to implement the same method for electrical systems. Do you have some questions?
Does this mean you can reduce the number of employees involved in the design of a car?
No. Sometimes it is increasing the number of employees, but it tries to decrease at the time. In that you try to minimize the risk of having if you connect a controller, for example, to the real device, and if there is a problem to the controller, you have the risk to burn the IGBT or make some damage. So the idea is that you can have several teams working on each part of the car in their own lab first, and then they will optimize their design. So when they will do the test in their test and test the risk of damage. And after that, when they will make the test on the road, again, it will be shorter. So now the total design time for the car now is going down below about two years and a half. But if you go back 5 years ago, the design time could be like 5 years. So the idea is to have several teams working in parallel and make a lot of simulation and have it and have a good design right at the first time.
So maybe reduce costs at least.
It's reducing costs and the time that you can you recycle your money for the development is faster.
Your ROI.
So in fact this is what we've been doing for aircraft for large public power system. To try to design everything in simulation, and when you build your real system, it is to verify that your real system behaves like it was designed. But 15 years ago, you would design more the car like that. You would just try it and you would try to tune it with your screwdrivers. But now, if you would open your car, there is no screwdriver. This is all of electronics. So now it's designed like aircraft.
Since you developed this, you say with somewhat in working with a couple of major manufacturers. Does that mean that it would be limited for the other manufacturers to come to you if they also wanted to try to make use of it?
Absolutely not. This is a purpose tool. It is a tool that is available to all. It so happened that when we develop a new tool or new technique, we do it in collaboration with the GM or Toyota.
Projects of this nature, I mean, the manufacturers are highly cooperative.
I see.
In terms of helping get this technology working, and you know, there's no restrictions in how we can go forward. In fact, they want us to go forward.
Yeah.
They, you know, they're providing validation for us. The other customers are validating their choice technology.
Absolutely.
I'm just thinking of I've spoken to one university researcher who designed a hybrid largely on a computer.
Yeah.
So surely there's some competition out there for you guys in some way.
We hope that there is a competition, but we know that this now cannot be achieved, and especially that we are able to use a normal pencil. Now, if you would use a specialized computer system and specialized DSP, very hard to program, yes, it could be easier sometimes. But here we have succeeded to reduce the cost of the simulator to a very minimum. So if we succeed to reduce the cost, we have now that the tool will become available.
Merci, monsieur.
Thanks very much.
All right.